Cola Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
Now on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
512 News Radio 92.3 Pensacola Right Now. Chris Bryan, Austin Price. Wednesday afternoon, and it's shaping up to look like a pretty nice day out there.
Yeah, it's not too bad. Looks like the worst of today is over.
You're hearing the voice of Austin Price, by the way, and he's going to be in just a few minutes with the latest five-day forecast. No pressure here. No pressure. Five-day forecast coming up in less than 5 minutes.
There's good and bad news to it.
There you go. See, he's very transparent about these things. Okay, let's go ahead and do the top three trending stories today.
Here's today's top three stories.
Yeah, I think you're going to like this forecast coming up. Here's the first story on the list. Pensacola moving forward with bringing in 27 pallet shelters at the cost of $1.1 million for the homeless. The small one-room buildings range from 70 square feet to 120 square feet. Mayor Reeves said two local nonprofits were selected to use the shelters. Reentry Alliance Pensacola will take the units at the West Blunt Street location, and Offensive Corp will take the units at the North Palafox location.
And Pensacola's Waterfront Rescue Mission is getting ready to take in more people. A transitional housing facility run by REAP's Maxwell Respite Center will close at the end of the month. More than 80 people will be displaced. So, to prepare for the increase in traffic, the mission has started stocking up their kitchen and getting more items for their daily resources.
You know, I never will forget the terrorist attack December 6th over at NAS Pensacola. It's something you just will never forget. You know, it's been 4 years since attorneys for the victims and families of the NAS Pensacola terror attacks filed a civil lawsuit to hold the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia responsible for that shooting. The case was dismissed last year under the law that says foreign states are presumed immune from U.S. court jurisdiction. Well, Tuesday, attorneys representing the victims have filed 19 claims of various liability, ranging from gross negligence to breach of contract, all aimed at the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
Well, Bounce Beach Pensacola has opened a new three-level waterfront restaurant and bar at the former Felix's Restaurant and Oyster Bar on Pensacola Beach. After a two-month transformation, they hosted a preview weekend over Memorial Day with the grand opening happening today. From now onward, the venue will be open daily from 11 a.m. to 2 a.m., offering a complimentary welcome cocktail to visitors. Reservations can be made through the app Open Table.
Hazy conditions on Tuesday across the Escambia and Santa Rosa counties is not the Saharan dust. There's been so many misperceptions about this. It was actually, but I will tell you, the dust is coming. The Saharan dust is coming in here like on Friday. The main culprit is likely that 2,000-acre prescribed burn happening over at Hurlburt. Multiple burn piles are also underway in the area, but are not having a significant impact on the smoke. So just once again, what we're seeing here is probably the remnants of that fire over at Hurlburt.
All right,
but the
it ain't over yet.
Saharan dust is coming,
and the Nintendo Switch 2 is set to launch tonight, prompting eager fans in Pensacola to line up early for the console. Gamers and their families have been waiting for hours, enjoying the experience of connecting with others in line, some kindred spirits, if you will. With some citing this launch in particular being especially exciting, with school recently being let out for summer.
All right, here he comes. 5:15, Austin
Price. Here I am.
Price, Austin Price, looking at the weather and local traffic together on News Radio 92.3.
Thank you very much. Just traffic and weather update. Looking not too bad, luckily. We do have some backups on Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards 9 Mile. Also have some on Navarre Parkway traveling westbound towards Highway 87. Outside of that, there's not much appearing to hold you up for very long. As for the weather, it's 83 degrees, low of 74 tonight, with some rainfall chances. It'll bleed into your Thursday. Thursday's high will be 87 with a low of 76.
Here's your top state stories this hour.
Okay, a man accused of climbing over the wall surrounding President Trump's Mar-a-Lago home in West Palm has been detained by Secret Service. Tom Rigetti has the story.
23-year-old Anthony Reyes reportedly told police he wanted to spread the gospel to the president and marry his 18-year-old granddaughter Kai, the daughter of Donald Trump Jr. Authorities say President Trump was in Washington during Tuesday's incident. It's unclear if Kai was at Mar-a-Lago at the time. The attempted breach of the commander-in-chief's residence was not the first from Reyes, with a prior attempt on New Year's Eve. Reyes is facing state trespassing charges and is likely to be charged federally. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
And Florida lawmakers began negotiations to finalize the state budget for the upcoming fiscal year yesterday. After a month-long stalemate primarily over tax cuts, both the House and Senate are working through differences in areas like health services, education, and environmental funding. Key issues include varying proposals for higher education funding, with the Senate suggesting $350 million for performance-based incentives, while the House proposed only $250 million.
Let me give you this week's tech scam. It promises to put money back into your pockets. Right off the money, you know something's amiss here.
Right.
The scam claims the recipient has an unclaimed balance from something called the Florida Safe Driver. The text ends by directing the recipient to a link to a website that will likely ask the user for personal information the sender can use with nefarious intent. How are you going to kind of summarize this whole thing? Don't click on that link.
Absolutely.
Bottom line, don't click on the link.
Yeah, I got a post or I got a text earlier. It was a photo posted of basically showing I had $500 in Bitcoin.
Woo.
Ready to grab.
Ready to go there,
like,
man.
Woo. And Florida Attorney General James Uthmeyer has quickly appealed a federal judge's preliminary injunction that blocks a 2024 state law aimed at restricting children's access to social media. The law, which seeks to prevent kids under 16 from opening accounts on certain platforms without parental consent, was challenged by tech industry groups arguing that it violates First Amendment rights.
All right. Space Florida is launching a study about how NASA and the U.S. Space Force operations could be merged down at the Cape. NASA is actively looking to consolidate or relocate operations to streamline that organization. This year, there have been 31 successful launches from Cape Canaveral Space Force Station, 13 from the Kennedy Space Center.
And the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service will seek endangered species status for the ghost orchid. That's a flowering plant found in Florida's Hendry and Collier counties, along with Cuba. The agency reported that fewer than 1,000 plants remain in the United States, with less than half mature enough to reproduce. Poaching is the primary threat, along with wetland loss and degradation. The proposal will be published Thursday in the Federal Register, starting a 60-day comment period.
Okay, I want to get this story in here real quick. The leaders of Florida State University System will not hire a former University of Michigan president to run the Gator Nation. Eben Brown has this story from Miami.
Florida's Board of Governors is refusing to confirm the selection of Dr. Santa Ono as the new president of the University of Florida. It is the first time the governing body voted down a pick by one of the state university boards of trustees. The vote failed 10 to 6. During hearings, Ono had been questioned about his time as president of the University of Michigan, where he was a proponent of non-merit-based admissions, climate change activism, and gender policies. He was further criticized for a lackluster response to a pro-Hamas encampment protest at Michigan. Ono would have been given a 5-year contract paying him $15 million. Eben Brown, Fox News.
Just about 5:19 here. We'll take a quick break. You're listening to Pensacola right now. Back in just a few minutes with some of the biggest national stories happening for you today right here on News Radio 92.3.
Is your home your dream home? Or does it at least have the potential to be your dream home? Maybe you need to make a change. Maybe you just need new appliances. If that's the case, you need to check out Topps Appliance in Milton. Locally owned and operated, Topps Appliance has just what you need to turn your home into your dream home. Top-of-the-line freezers, refrigerators, dishwashers, stoves, plus washer and dryer combos. Topps Appliance carries the name brands that you know and trust, including GE, Hotpoint, Speed Queen, and so much more. And they have a full installation and service department, something the big box stores just don't offer. They also keep most items in stock so you can take it home today. Turn your ordinary home into your dream home with an appliance upgrade from Topps Appliance, Highway 90 in Milton, just east of Stewart Street.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
Are you in a situation where you need a miracle? You need God to do something that seems impossible? The Bible explains that without God, we can do nothing, but with Him, all things are possible. In Luke chapter 1, the angel Gabriel appears to Mary and explains that, and I quote, "With God, nothing shall be impossible." He's speaking in the context of a virgin conception. If God can bring about the miracle of a biological impossibility, don't you think He can solve your problems? In Jeremiah 33:3, God challenges those who need a miracle when He says this, and I quote, "Call unto me, and I will answer thee, and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not." I urge you, call upon Him today.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of North Stone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
Veris Health Partners knows there are plenty of options when it comes to insurance. Owners Pam and Keith Giles will help guide you to choose the best plans for you and your family. As a veteran-owned independent health and life agency in Pensacola, their clients range from moms and dads on Medicare to individuals, families, business owners, and veterans who are looking for answers. They are researchers, educators, and advocates who take pride in guiding clients to become smart healthcare shoppers. Contact them at verishp.com. Veris Health Partners.
Northwest Florida businesses pay an average 20% more for phone service. Data Revolution wants to change that. We are your local, service-focused VoIP provider, right now offering a free bill review and free installation for new customers. No matter where your team is, Data Revolution can help. Experience the service and support only a locally owned company can provide. Join the revolution at datarevs.com.
You're not going to want to miss tonight's county fair. I'm going
to
be...
We are your window to your community.
Did you see the last 5 minutes of that football game last night?
Oh, man, I saw the whole thing.
And a lifeline to keep you safe when danger is near.
Everybody who is listening needs to take cover as soon as they can. This is one of the biggest storms.
We are live and local. We are America's broadcasters. Text radio to 52886 and tell Congress you depend on your local radio stations.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
Pep Talk? What's Pep Talk?
It's the Pensacola Expert Panel.
Experts? Experts in real estate?
Yes, that's us, Angela. We are the Pep Talk for real estate.
What will we talk about, Will?
We'll talk about the real estate industry.
Well, we don't just want to answer our own questions.
We want to answer the listeners' questions. Tune in tomorrow at 10 a.m. and we'll talk about real estate.
And whatever real estate questions you have.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
All of your local news and talk from dependable host Andrew McKay on your morning drive with Pensacola Morning News 5 to 9 on News Radio 92.3.
Get all the news updates within 30 minutes right here on Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin.
Here's your top national stories this hour.
5:23 News Radio 92.3. Well, job growth by private employers was much weaker in May. Jenny Casola breaks down those numbers.
Payroll processing company ADP says hiring lost momentum last month, though wages continued to be robust. Just 37,000 new jobs were created by private employers in May. Economists were expecting 110,000. The pace of hiring in May slipped to the lowest level since March of 2023, though annual pay rose 4.5%. ADP chief economist Neela Richardson says trade uncertainty is weighing on hiring, especially for small businesses, though she says that could reverse once that resolves. The monthly employment report is released on Friday. The ADP report is not considered a preview of the Labor Department's numbers. Jenny Cosola, Fox News.
5:24 News Radio 92.3. Stocks ending mixed today amid discouraging updates on the economy. Hillary Barsky has that report.
Stocks ending mixed with the Dow hitting session lows right before the closing bell as investors await developments on the trade front while digesting employment data that came in weaker than expected. The ADP private sector employment report showed that hiring fell sharply in May, with private payrolls increasing by just 37,000. That's the lowest level in over 2 years and well below economists' expectations. Shares of Apple fell slightly following a downgrade from a Needham analyst who said that the tech giant's shares are overvalued amid growing AI competition. The Dow winners, Amazon, Merck, and Sherwin-Williams. The Dow decliners, Goldman Sachs, Amgen, and Travelers. The Dow falling 92 points. The Nasdaq up 62. S&P 500 up 0.5%. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
5:25, Austin Price looking at the weather and local traffic together on News Radio 92.3.
Got some backups on 9 Mile Road traveling westbound towards Kim Strand Road. Also have some on Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards 9 Mile. Last major spot's going to be Navarre Parkway traveling westbound towards Highway 87. As for the weather, 83 degrees, low of 74 tonight. Going to see some rain chances linger and bleed into your Thursday, where the high will be 87 and the low will be 76.
Okay, the Defense Department set to rename a Navy ship named after San Francisco politician and gay rights activist Harvey Milk. Jeff Manasso has the story from San Francisco.
Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth ordering the renaming of the USNS Harvey Milk, a Navy oiler ship named during the Obama administration after the gay rights activist, a Navy veteran, and the first openly gay man elected to public office in California. Milk was assassinated in 1978. Many Democrats, including California Rep. Nancy Pelosi, blasting the renaming during Pride Month. We're told the timing of the renaming is intentional. The Pentagon saying it's meant to mark a shift in the Department of Defense and Navy, reestablishing the warrior culture, telling Fox News that further name changes may be coming. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
And officials are releasing the identities of 15 victims in the anti-Semitic fire attack in Colorado. The 20th Judicial DA's office said the ages of the victims range from 25 to 88 and includes a dog. Meanwhile, the FBI says the family of Egyptian man Mohammed Salomon are cooperating with the investigation but could be deported at any time.
The FBI calls attention to a threat to American farmers. It's called agroterrorism. You're going to be hearing more of this word. Here's Therese Crowley.
FBI Director Kash Patel tells Fox News Digital it's a direct threat to national security. Two Chinese nationals charged with smuggling a dangerous fungus that's scientifically classed as a potential agro-terror weapon. The Fusarium graminearum fungus causes head blight to crops and birth defects in humans and livestock. Illegally smuggled in plastic bags through Detroit's airport, Director Patel says it's a sober reminder that the Chinese Communist Party is sending operatives and researchers to infiltrate our institutions and target our food supply. Missouri Senator Eric Schmidt tells Fox.
They think America's in decline. They're the ascending power. They're willing to steal our IP, steal our jobs. They're literally coming for our lunch.
Therese Crowley, Fox News.
And House Oversight Chair James Comer intensifying his probe into former President Biden's mental fitness. Comer now demanding interviews with some of his former top aides, including former Chief of Staff Ron Klain, Senior Advisor Anita Dunn, former Counselor Steve Ricchetti, among others. Comer wrote in a letter to Klain, quote, "If White House staff carried out a strategy lasting months or even years to hide the chief executive's condition or to perform his duties, Congress may need to consider a legislative response."
Well, Austin, there's a disturbing scene unfolding now off the coast of Alaska. All crew members are safe after a fire broke out on a cargo ship carrying electric vehicles. This happening just southwest of Alaska. Christian Goodwin has more for us.
Ship management company Zodiac Maritime says its cargo ship carrying thousands of vehicles to Mexico was abandoned off the coast of Alaska after smoke was seen coming from the deck with electric vehicles. The company notes the crew initiated emergency firefighting procedures, but they were unable to bring the flames under control. 22 crew members were safely evacuated and there were no reported injuries. Reps say they are working closely with emergency responders, with a tug being deployed to support salvage and firefighting operations, adding our priorities are to ensure the continued safety of the crew and protect the marine environment. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
And President Trump doubling down on calls to eliminate the country's debt ceiling. In a post on Truth Social, Trump said he's pleased to finally agree with Democratic Senator Elizabeth Warren on something after she called to get rid of it forever. Trump said the debt ceiling should be scrapped to prevent an economic catastrophe, calling it too devastating to be put in the hands of political people.
After a public concern, National Weather Service in the process of hiring more than 100 employees to stabilize operations at field offices around the country. Following recent budgetary cuts, the Weather Service lost nearly 600 positions. NOAA confirms it will be September at the earliest before many of those positions are filled. Department of Transportation wants Congress to buy in on their initiative to overhaul the air traffic control system. Here's Ryan Schmelz.
The acting administrator of the FAA, Chris Rushlow, testifying on the Trump administration's budget. He says the administration is looking to make air traffic control more efficient and safe.
The president's budget includes $1 billion request to accelerate the modernization of the FAA's telecommunications infrastructure. The current infrastructure is dependent on outdated technology.
Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy is beginning the bidding process for a company to lead the building of a brand new air traffic control system. Democrats have raised concerns about recent layoffs at the Department of Transportation, saying it could make the skies less safe. On Capitol Hill, Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
Okay, coming up in five, we're going to talk about the Wahoos. We'll give you the national sports snapshot. Many more things coming up this afternoon. Hey, thanks for having us on. This is News Radio 92.3.
Fox News.
News, I'm Deborah Valentine. A federal judge issuing an order blocking the deportation of the family of an Egyptian man charged in Sunday's firebomb attack in Boulder, Colorado.
Lawyers for the wife and five children of Mohammed Solomon filing a complaint to halt deportation proceedings, a U.S. district judge granting their request. While Solomon's family members have not been charged in the attack, they were taken into federal custody as officials investigate whether they knew what he was planning.
Fox's Kristen Goodwin, the suspect, Mohammed Sabri Solomon, is held on several charges. President Trump spoke with Russian President Vladimir Putin today following Ukraine's drone attack on Russian bombers. Fox's Jared Halpern.
President Trump says Putin said he would very strongly respond to that attack on airfields.
President Trump also posting to Truth Social, it was a good conversation, but not one that will lead to immediate peace between Russia and Ukraine. America's listening to Fox News.
The City of Pensacola Parks and Recreation offers many ways to help you get out and play. Take a stroll in one of their 93 parks, rent a kayak or a paddle boat at the brand new Bayview Outdoor Pursuit Center, or participate in one of the many exciting programs happening at Play Pensacola's 11 resource centers, tennis courts, pools, dance, camps, community events, and more. The only thing missing is you. For more, visit playpensacola.com or follow social media at Play Pecola Parks. It's time to get out and play.
Splash Magazine covers the coast like the Gulf of Mexico. Each month, Splash Magazine offers a calendar of events, plus tips on where to shop, dine, and play. Learn about the month's special events, live entertainment, and interesting local people. Learn how to catch fish with Captain Dave Yelverton. See what is worth watching on your streaming services. Tom Nolan will tell you the latest. Get the most out of the Emerald Coast by reading Splash Magazine each month. For more information, call Gulf Breeze News at 850-932-8986 or visit GulfBreezeNews.com online.
News Radio 92.3 is proud to be a partner in the success of a lot of local businesses. We want your business to be part of this success story in 2025 with our unique platform to showcase your powerful message. Every day, News Radio's Pensacola Expert Panel provides an opportunity unlike any other. Hi, I'm Meg, host of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Let us help you share your message. Contact us to get you and your business part of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Call 850-262-6000.
Are you looking for the best news in talk radio in Pensacola? Then tune in to News Radio Pensacola. We're your source for the latest news, weather, and traffic, as well as in-depth interviews with local and national leaders. We also have the best talk radio lineup in town, with hosts that are passionate about the issues that matter to you. So whether you're looking to stay informed or just want to hear some great conversation, News Radio Pensacola is the place for you. News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
Turn you to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Here's today's top three stories.
Well, Pensacola moving forward with bringing in 27 pallet shelters at the cost of $1.1 million. The small one-room buildings range from 70 square feet to 120. Mayor Reeves said two local nonprofits were selected to use the shelters for homeless individuals. Reentry Alliance Pensacola, or REAP, will take units at the West Blount Street location, and Offensive Corp will take units at a North Palafox location.
Okay, Pensacola's waterfront rescue mission getting ready to take in more people. A transitional housing facility run by REAP's Max Well Respite Center will close at the end of the month. More than 80 people will be displaced to prepare for the increase in traffic. The mission has started stocking up their kitchen supplies and getting more items for their daily resources.
And your third and final top story this afternoon. It's been 4 years since attorneys for the victims and families of the NAS Pensacola terror attack filed a civil lawsuit to hold the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia responsible for the shooting. The case was dismissed last year under the law that says foreign states are presumed immune from U.S. court jurisdiction. Tuesday, attorneys representing the victims have filed 19 claims of various liability, ranging from gross negligence to breach of contract, all of which were aimed at the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia.
Here's your top sports stories this hour.
Fox Sports Update.
Back with a bang. And here he swings and belts one right center field up the alley, and that one's going to go. And welcome back, Bryce Harper, back to back with Trey Turner.
Bryce Harper homering in his first at-bat on NBC Sports Philadelphia after missing five games with a bruised elbow. The Phillies score six runs in the first inning. They go on to beat the Blue Jays in Toronto 8-3. World Series MVP Freddie Freeman coming up big again for the Dodgers. And, of course, at the same time being a Mets killer, he drove in Tommy Edmond with a winning run in the bottom of the 10th inning as the Dodgers beat the Mets 5-4. The New York Yankees beat the Cleveland Guardians 3-2 thanks to back-to-back home runs in the 7th inning from Jazz Chisholm and Anthony Volpe. Mariners pitcher George Kirby says he's okay, but I've got to imagine he's in pain this morning. He got drilled in the face by a 102.7-mile-an-hour line drive. Kirby and the Mariners losing the game 5-1 to the Baltimore Orioles. Boston Red Sox, they have now lost 17 one-run games on the season after falling to the Angels 4-3 in extra innings. And the woeful Colorado Rockies, they actually win again, beating the Marlins 3-2. They end their futile MLB record of 22 consecutive series losses. Other winners on the diamond, the Royals, the Rays, the White Sox, the Twins, the Cubs, the Reds, the Diamondbacks, and the San Diego Padres. The help wanted sign is out at Madison Square Garden, New York City. The Knicks, they're looking for a new head coach. Despite leading New York to the Eastern Conference Finals, the team firing head coach Tom Thibodeau with a couple years remaining on his contract. For more scores, stories, and features, you can go to foxsports.com. I'm Frank Lanza.
Get more on the Fox Sports app and foxsports.com.
And NBA Commissioner Adam Silver proposing plans for a special All-Star game in 2026, coinciding with the Winter Olympics. Silver says the best U.S.-born NBA players will face off with the best NBA players from around the world. That's going to be interesting. This follows the commissioner's previous statement that this year's All-Star tournament format was a miss. Silver says the game will be played in the afternoon instead of the evening in between Winter Olympics events.
All right, Wahoo's getting a little attention here this afternoon. Pensacola back in the winning column after posting a 4-2 win over Columbus on Tuesday. Wahoo's now 25-27 in the 25 season. Today, game two of the six-game series getting underway in less than 30 minutes over on Main Street. First pitch, by the way, 6:05 going out. And speaking of the Wahoos, leadership changes have surfaced in the Wahoos front office. Steve Bryce, the organization's former executive vice president and general manager, has resigned. He had been with the organization since November 2022. Bryce is leaving for a new role as the chief executive officer of the Cedar Rapids Colonels, a high A affiliate of the Minnesota Twins. And now Nebraska, Austin, has become the latest state to ban biological male students from girls' sports.
Uh-oh.
It is growing like the plague. Here's Jeff Manasso.
Nebraska Governor Republican Jim Pillen, flanked by lawmakers and supporters, including outspoken women's sports advocate Riley Gaines, as he signed a measure into law that bans biological males from playing in girls' sports. Supporters say it protects women and girls and their ability to fairly compete in sports. Opponents call it discriminatory. The law, in which at least 24 other states and counting have also adopted. Earlier this year, President Donald Trump signed an executive order prohibiting biological males from competing in girls' sports, saying from the White House that the war on women's sports is over. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
Does Trump's signed documents not mean anything? I'm just curious, and I don't mean this facetiously. I'm just saying he signs a lot of these, but it still goes on.
It's just a matter of trying to, because, you know, they always talk about, and that was the thing, that you always hear about how you can't make this guy president because then he's going to be unstoppable. And the thing is, people who actually know how the political system works knows that that is not the case, and this is proving that.
Okay, let me go a little bit deeper into the subject of female athlete protest. Another female athlete has decided to take a stand against biological males taking part in her sport. Now, Sophia Carpenter, she is a high school high jumper from Oregon. She wore a double X shirt in protest of a biological male competing in this past weekend's state championships. Carpenter did not place in a competition while the trans competitor got fifth place. Carpenter joining Fox's America Reports.
I do not hate these individuals at all. All I want is a fair competition. And the people that are to blame for this are like the OSAA, Oregon Schools Activities Association, that allows transgender boys to compete with us girls.
This is your CBS Sports Minute.
Gelb of the Sports Minute. With Tom Thibodeau out as Knicks head coach, here are some thoughts as to what Knicks president Leon Rose should do. You first have to call Jay Wright, but I think Jay will pass. Michael Malone should be considered, but I think personality-wise, he's too similar to Tibbs. Taylor Jenkins would be a really solid hire. I don't think the Knicks would call Dan Hurley. And yes, Eric Spoelstra and Ime Udoka are unrealistic dreams. Ultimately, I think former Knicks assistant Johnny Bryant will get the job, and we'll see if he can get the Knicks over the hump. I'm Zach Gelb.
Get a $15 prepaid MasterCard after rebate when you buy 5 quarts of Mobil 1 Full Synthetic Motor Oil at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
What he'll never have is the love I have for you.
What he'll never have. The smash hit from Dylan Scott appears in the brand new album, Easy Does It. The album also features the number one song, This Town's Been Too Good to Us.
This town's been too good.
Till I can, I will.
I'll do whatever it takes. Yeah, believe me when I say, till I can, I will.
Dylan Scott. Search, follow, and listen now on all music streaming services. Sponsored by Curb Records.
Check engine or ABS light on? Take the guesswork out of your warning lights with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Here's today's health news.
Okay, millions of Americans could be facing air quality concerns. Fox meteorologist Adam Klotz has more details in this Fox weather forecast.
Air quality problems in the forecast as a wave of Saharan dust is drifting from the Gulf Coast, reducing air quality from Texas through Louisiana. Meanwhile, wildfire smoke across the northern plains and upper Midwest is mixing with drier to produce hazy skies and elevated pollution levels. Hot weather stretches across the south, with highs near 100 degrees from Phoenix to Dallas and into parts of Georgia and the Carolinas. Heat advisories are in effect for central Texas and parts of the lower Mississippi Valley. Storms will fire up across the Ohio and Tennessee valleys later today, with isolated severe thunderstorms possible from Kentucky to the Carolinas. Flash flooding is also a concern. Adam Klotz, Fox News.
And the Trump administration is rescinding a Biden policy that requires hospitals to provide emergency abortions. A policy was enacted in 2022 by the Department of Health and Human Services that required doctors to perform abortions in emergency departments if it serves as a stabilizing treatment for an emergency medical condition. The policy was required even in states where abortion is illegal, but yesterday, HHS rescinded the policy and said it would work to rectify any perceived legal confusion and instability created by the former administration's actions.
Well, here's something else to worry about. HHS Secretary Robert Kittle Jr. ordering a review on baby formula. Here's Lydia Hugh with more.
This is going to be the first review of baby formula since 1998. And since then, our nation has got some questions. We've become skeptical of additives to our food like corn syrup and seed oils, which are also present in some formulas. Now, another issue for this panel of experts is the review of competition. The baby formula shortage revealed in 2022 the fragility of this market. And the CEO of a newer baby formula brand called ByHeart says the FDA ought to look at how current regulations and the marketplace are influencing the science. He writes this, quote, "Lack of competition has encouraged speed to market over innovation."
544. This afternoon's flying. It really is. Great looking day, too, by the way. 544 News Radio 92.3. Lisa Brady is in today telling us about an alternative to sunscreen that you can eat. Here you go.
This is House Call for Health. We know it's important to lather on sunscreen before heading outside, but some are suggesting nutrition can play a role in skin protection. Antioxidant-rich foods such as berries, leafy greens, dark chocolates, or dietary supplements containing vitamin E or C can help with skin health, but it's not the main way to avoid harmful UV rays. And while edible sunscreen in the form of a pill or gummy sounds like a simple substitute, there's no scientific evidence you'll get real UV protection relying solely on diet or supplements. Dr. Susan Mass with Ohio State University's Wexner Medical Center says only sunscreen is proven to decrease the risk of skin cancer. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health, I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
545 on News Radio 92.3, Austin Price looking at that weather and local traffic together. Okay, what's up?
Well, it doesn't look like there's too much going on that you wouldn't normally expect this time every afternoon. We do have some backups on Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point. That's particularly if you're heading towards Avalon Boulevard, but that's not looking too bad right now. And also have some backups on Navarre Parkway if you're traveling westbound towards Highway 87. Outside of that, there shouldn't be much holding you up. As for the weather on a local scale, 83 degrees, low of 74 tonight. Rainfall chances are going to linger this evening and bleed into your Thursday, where the high will be 87 and the low will be 76.
All right, that's your snapshot locally. Let's take the national look here. Atlantic hurricane season underway for the southeast. Fox Weather's Katie Byrne reports from Charleston, South Carolina this afternoon.
People across the Carolinas are getting rained on, and this isn't just a passing shower. This is the start of about a week's worth of rain impacting the area. Luckily, the round of rain that we're seeing right now, the likelihood of that turning into something tropical has reduced to 0%. But still, this is the same system that dumped a ton of rain on South Florida already. For some families, these tropical-like conditions this early in the season are a wake-up call, too. Hurricane season just started on Sunday, and people I'm talking to say they're using this stretch of stormy weather to make sure they're getting ready.
Here's today's business news.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. Private payrolls increased just by 37,000 for the month, below the downwardly revised 60,000 in April, and it marked the lowest monthly job total from ADP since March of 2023. Meanwhile, President Trump urging Fed Chair Jerome Powell to slash interest rates today after ADP reported those low numbers. The White House says Trump told Powell in a recent meeting on the economy that he was making a big mistake by not cutting rates. The Mortgage Bankers Association is reporting the average interest rate for 30-year mortgages fell to 6.92% from 6.98%. Applications for a mortgage to purchase a home dropped 4%. Stocks were mixed on Wall Street, with the Dow falling more than 90 and the Nasdaq up more than 60. Crude oil futures for July sit below $63 a barrel. That's Your Money Now.
All right, 548, News Radio 92.3. Want to plan on your future and finances here? Well, tonight, Powerball, $30 million, $13.4 million. That is your cash option heading out the door. They'll make that drawing around 10 o'clock this evening, as we always say here at the Radio Ranch. Play wisely, and good luck to you on there. Los Angeles has approved, get this one, a $30 per hour minimum wage.
Must be nice.
They're going to start it off with hotel and airport workers by 2028. And while the move has been backed by local labor unions, not everybody's on board with the idea. Max Gordon has more from LAX.
A coalition of airlines, LAX concessions, and hotels are looking to stop a new minimum wage ordinance in Los Angeles for some hotel and airport workers that would increase wages to $30 an hour by 2028. These companies are petitioning for a ballot measure looking to overturn this pay hike. This is all happening as the 2028 Olympic Games are set to bring thousands of visitors to LA from all across the world. Critics say this new ordinance could hurt the city's ability to handle this surge of visitors, unfairly targeting LA's tourism industry. Here's Greg Plummer, an LAX concession owner.
When you are having to absorb such a substantial increase overnight, that's unsustainable. And what will happen is businesses will be shuttered.
In Los Angeles, Max Gordon, Fox Business.
And Texas-based Buc-ee's, maybe you've heard of it, is suing a South Carolina-based clothing company. According to court documents, Born United is accused of selling apparel, accessories, and gear with a logo infringing on the Buc-ee's trademark. Those items in question include a T-shirt, shorts, and a patch, including an armed and militarized Buc-ee-type character. The owner tells local news outlets he respects Buc-ee's and is open to discussing the issues. The products have been removed from Born United's website.
You know, I take that short drive west on the 10 freeway out over to that Buc-ee's in Alabama. That right. is a fun store to go in. It's got the
Have you seen how clean their bathrooms are? Well,
yeah, but also all the different food that they have there.
Yeah, they got a little bit of everything.
That's something else. What is that, a rodent? What is Buc-ee?
A beaver.
A beaver, okay.
I think.
Okay, countries facing a deadline to present their best economic trade deals to the Trump administration or potentially facing more tariffs. Edward Lawrence stops by today. He's at the White House with the latest.
Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent says that there are 18 active negotiations with our trading partners. We can confirm that the European Union met with the U.S. Trade Representative Jamieson Greer. And in a statement, the U.S. Trade Representative says this: today's meeting in Paris, which occurred alongside technical talks by our teams in Washington, was very constructive and indicates a willingness by the EU to work with us to find a concrete way forward to achieve reciprocal trade. The top EU negotiator adding this: we're advancing in the right direction at pace and staying in close contact to maintain momentum.
And Forbes is out with its annual list of the country's most successful self-made women. There's 38 billionaires on the list of 100 entrepreneurs, executives, and entertainers. That's seven more than last year. At the top of the list for the eighth year in a row is the richest, Diane Hendricks. She's owner of building materials company ABC Supply.
Okay, give me an answer here. When's the last time you wrote a check?
Never. I've never had to write one.
That's pretty quick. Here's the question.
Because it's an easy question for me.
Here's the question. I'm with you, man. I got to think back on that one. Are checks quickly becoming a thing of the past?
Yes.
Well, Ashley Webster tells us how many Gen Zers are opening up their checkbooks.
Only 26% of Gen Zers have ever written a check. Just 22% have balanced a checkbook. So 4% probably went overdraft. That's according to a new survey from Chime by Talker Research. So the question is, why does it matter? Well, the skills may seem antiquated in today's digital world, but financial advisors say using checks and balancing accounts can create a solid foundation of financial knowledge. Also pave the way to better money management skills across the board. Even if you only need to write a check once or twice a year, or even less frequently, it's often for milestone events like paying wedding vendors or buying a house.
Yeah, you got to worry about some people, some of these younger folks working registers and stuff. If they get handed a check, a lot of them may not know what to do with it. Just about 5:52 here. We'll take one last quick break. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now. We'll be back in just a couple minutes with some more frivolous headlines, some pop culture notes to ease you into the end of this 5 o'clock hour right here on News Radio 92.3.
Hi, this is Jeff Wayne, General Sales Manager of ADX Communications. Our team of expert marketing consultants, backed by over 200 years of combined experience, has helped hundreds of local businesses increase their market share. With four powerful radio stations, we can create a customized marketing plan tailored to your needs. And if digital advertising is part of your strategy, we've got you covered. ADX Digital offers cutting-edge solutions and exclusive products and strategies that gives your business an edge. Let's make 2025 a year of success for your business, whether it's on the market leader, Cat Country 98.7, News Radio 92.3, the area's top news talk station, the go-to for sports fans, ESPN Pensacola 99.1, Pensacola Playlist 94.5 for reaching women and lifestyle audiences, or ADX Digital, targeted digital strategies that drive results. One call, one team, endless possibilities. Call me, Jeff Wayne, at 850-262-6000.
Join Stephen Schmidt, Marine Service Technology Instructor at Georgetown Technical College for Boat Smart on the Pensacola Expert Panel this Friday at 10 a.m. Key Marine sponsoring the show. When Key Marine needs to hire Marine Service Technicians, they hire students from Georgetown Technical College. Have a boating question for Stephen? Then give us a call at 437-1620. It's a dream team, so join them this Friday at 10 a.m.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. We talked about the tour I got to take of the GE Vernova plant where they make the pieces for windmills, an amazing facility that is the biggest volume producer of wind energy components for all of GE's operations. Talked about Pete Hegseth renaming the USS Harvey Milk, and as any of you know, I am opposed to name changes regardless of which direction the politics goes. And we talked with Mayor Reeves about the Pensacola Energy Settlement and the pallet homes. You can listen to all these conversations on the podcast page at newsradio923.com.
News Radio 92.3 gets you live programming every day from 5 a.m. until 7 p.m. on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Here's Chris and Austin for Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
.555 News Radio 92.3. Heads up, Pensacola. Austin Price making his way in this afternoon, looking at weather and local traffic together on News Radio 92.3. Okay, what's happening out there?
Luckily, not much. We do have some backups still on Navarre Parkway traveling westbound towards Highway 87. But outside of that, there's not much holding you up. And if there is anything, it shouldn't do so for much longer. As for the weather, 83 degrees, low of 74 tonight. Tomorrow, we're going to see some rain chances linger around a bit. The high is going to be 87 with a low of 76.
Here's today's pop culture news.
More testimony being shared in the trial against rapper Sean Diddy Combs. C.B. Cotton reporting from Manhattan Federal Court in NYC this afternoon.
Jurors are hearing more about the brutal and unhinged outburst that prosecutors say Diddy inflicted on those around him. And once again, jurors are seeing this disturbing hotel surveillance video showing Diddy repeatedly slapping and kicking then-girlfriend Cassie Ventura back in 2016 at a Los Angeles hotel. Yesterday, a former hotel security worker testified Diddy paid $100,000 in cash to get rid of what the rapper thought was the only copy of that video. Later today, we expect a woman who's suing Diddy to take to the stand. She's been given immunity to testify, and in her lawsuit, she's accused Diddy of dangling her over a 17th floor apartment balcony.
And CMA Fest kicks off this week. The Country Music Association is getting ready to welcome big names like Keith Urban, Kelsey Ballerini, Jason Aldean, Blake Shelton, and Rascal Flatts. The massive festival takes place in Nashville from June 5th through June 8th. Tickets are still available.
Okay, where in the world is Marty McFly's guitar? Remember Back to the Future, don't you?
Yeah, you kids are going
to
love it.
All right, the search is on for the Back to the Future prop. 4 decades later, here's Michelle Pollino.
The iconic guitar from Back to the Future, the cherry red Gibson ES-345, is missing. 4 decades after Marty McFly, played by Michael J. Fox, rocked out with it at the famous 1950s dance, Gibson Guitars has now launched a public search to track it down. The company, based in Nashville, is producing a new documentary called Lost to the Future, and is asking fans for help.
This guitar has been lost to the future.
In a new video, stars Fox, Christopher Lloyd, Leah Thompson, and Huey Lewis join the search, with Lloyd channeling his character from the film Doc Brown. Michelle Pollino, Fox News.
And singer Jessie J revealing an early breast cancer diagnosis. The 37-year-old British star shared the news in an Instagram video saying that she was diagnosed with early breast cancer, but highlighting the word early. She said, "Cancer sucks in any form, but I'm holding on to that word." She also explained that she will disappear for a bit after the summer to have surgery and plans to come back with more music. Her post was met with supportive messages from other artists, including singers Rita Ora and Katy Perry.
News Radio 92.3, the Army announcing some good news concerning the recruitment of new soldiers. Kevin Yurinsky has more.
Army leaders stated during an expo in Washington, D.C. Monday, this year's goals have already been met. Army Chief of Staff General Randy George.
We'll meet our mission this week. Close 61,000 for our mission, and then continue. These are some of the best recruiting months that we have ahead of us.
Army Secretary Dan Driscoll says retention goals have also already been met just halfway through the calendar year.
They're deciding, do they spend their lives with you? Do they bet their life on you?
Driscoll says the bottom line is,
it makes us optimistic about the direction we're going.
The Army has not met its recruiting goals this early in a year since 2014. Kevin Uretzky, Fox News.
And the John Wick spinoff film Ballerina, expected to battle it out with Lilo and Stitch over the top spot at the box office this weekend. The movie starring Ana de Armas is expected to make between $28 and $30 million in its first weekend in theaters. Lilo and Stitch is projected to make between $30 and $35 million in its third frame.
All right, Ford owners, listen up here. The company is recalling nearly 500,000 older Explorer SUVs over door trim that can detach while driving. Jeff Manasso is in.
The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration says over 492,000 Ford Explorers from the 2016 and 17 model years are being recalled over improper adhesion that can cause door trim to fall off while driving. We're told Ford first recognized the problem in 2019 but did not consider it a risk to safety. A new investigation this year into trim falling off eventually led to the current recall. No reports of accidents or injuries related to the defect, for which notices of a free-of-charge fix will begin going out to affected Explorer owners next week. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
Okay, the National Hurricane Center experts are monitoring an area of low pressure off the southeastern U.S. coast that could become a tropical storm by the end of the week. The path would take it up the coast of Georgia, South Carolina, North Carolina, no tropical cyclone activity is expected for the Caribbean and Gulf of America over the next 7 days. A wall of Saharan dust heading into Florida could hang around this weekend. Hope you're having a great afternoon. This is News Radio 92.3.
Local news every hour and breaking news when it matters most. News Radio 92.3. WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.